September 2000, eight rowers crossed the finish line in Sydney, claiming Olympic gold against every prediction. Just 2 years earlier, this same crew had finished seventh at the World Championships, 9 seconds behind the leaders, dismissed as leftovers who'd never medal. What transformed them wasn't a magical training technique or sudden talent discovery. It was a single question that guided every decision. Will it make the boat go faster? That late-night party invitation? Will it make the boat go faster? That tempting dessert? Will it make the boat go faster? That experimental training method? Will it make the boat go faster? This deceptively simple filter cut through confusion, eliminated distractions, and created a clarity so powerful that Richard Branson later credited the approach as instrumental to his business thinking. But here's what makes this story truly remarkable. These weren't naturally gifted athletes destined for greatness. They were ordinary people who discovered something extraordinary about how goals actually work. Dreams without structure remain fantasies. Winning Olympic gold required four distinct layers working together like floors in a building. At the top sits what we might call the crazy layer, that bold, emotionally compelling vision that makes your heart race. For the crew, this was standing on an Olympic podium wearing gold medals. Notice the specificity, not doing well or rowing fast, but gold medals at the Olympics. Beneath this dream lies the concrete layer, transforming emotion into measurement. The crew needed to row 2,000 meters in 5:18 or faster. This precision eliminated wiggle room and vague interpretations of success. You either hit the time or you didn't. The control layer focuses ruthlessly on what's within your power. Rather than obsessing about Russian competitors or weather conditions, the crew concentrated on stroke rate, power output, and technical execution, variables they could actually influence. Consider how much energy we waste worrying about the economy, competitors' actions, or others' opinions. What if you redirected that energy toward what you can actually change? The everyday layer breaks ambitious goals into daily processes. Olympic gold wasn't won on race day. It was won through thousands of training sessions, meal choices, and recovery protocols. Each day presented opportunities to answer their guiding question: will this make the boat go faster? You can't control whether you win gold, but you can control whether you complete today's training session with full effort. Here's the counterintuitive truth. Winning isn't about focusing on winning, it's about focusing on the process. Coach Martin's engineering background taught the crew to concentrate on perfect strokes, devastating rhythm, strong mindset, and teamwork rather than obsessing about medals. Get curious about the recipe. Identify variables that impact performance. Focus attention on specific elements during each training period, with daily learning goals rather than mindlessly accumulating mileage. Self-belief isn't innate. It's systematically built. The crew developed four essential beliefs. DICE: deserved, you've earned success through work. Important, your goal connects to deeper values. Can do, confidence and finding solutions. And exciting, genuine passion. When one falters, progress slows dramatically. Rather than waiting for confidence to appear, they actively hunted useful beliefs from three sources. They mined personal memories. Ben recalled his unexpected second place at trials as proof he could exceed expectations. They studied role models, like the small Australian double that won gold through technical brilliance rather than physical dominance. They employed powerful metaphors, comparing their momentum to a stone rolling downhill, gathering speed with each improvement. They strengthened these beliefs through repetition and emotional depth, keeping written lists and discussing them regularly under pressure. Ben practiced bench pulls daily for 2 years after an initial embarrassing performance, transforming that emotional memory into determination. Rather than leaving self-confidence to chance, they treated it as a resource cultivated through specific practices. Negative thoughts create a destructive chain. Information enters, you interpret it negatively, generating feelings that lead to poor decisions. These interpretations strengthen over time, carving neural pathways until opinions feel like universal truths. The crew developed four filtering strategies. First, they avoided unhelpful conversations, what they called "don't talk bollocks to Basil." Ben respected Steve Redgrave, but ignored his crew opinions. He might as well be my mother's stepmother's grandmother's aunt. When forced to interact, he'd listen passively, change subjects, or walk away. Second, they accepted facts while challenging interpretations. They never denied reality, like losing races, but questioned what it meant. Losing could mean "we're not good enough" or "we know what to improve." Both make logical sense, but drive different results. Third, they asked, "how will this make the boat go faster?" This transformed setbacks into useful information rather than evidence of inadequacy. Finally, they converted negative comments into fuel. Ben would be outwardly polite while thinking, "I'll show you." One crew member kept a box of disparaging remarks, opening it before races for motivation. Motivation resembles a badly trained Labrador, enthusiastic at first, but quick to wander off. We love the Olympic highlight reel, medal ceremonies, national anthems. The reality? 6 years of 5 a.m. wake-ups, brutal training in freezing boat sheds, missing social events while consuming 7,000 calories daily. Without genuine belief that your goal is both worthwhile and achievable, motivation evaporates at the first difficulty. The crew developed 8 strategies to sustain their fire. They cultivated deep belief built on evidence, tracking progress and identifying genuine potential. They made training entertaining through camaraderie and humor. Competition provided powerful fuel. Ben desperately wanted to beat rivals who dismissed him. They deliberately created hunger by working odd jobs while friends bought houses. Vivid daydreaming, not vague fantasies, but intense daily visualization of gold medals and crossing the finish line first, kept their goal emotionally present. Most importantly, they flicked the switch that transformed training from optional to non-negotiable. This mental shift eliminated the energy-draining question, "should I train today?" By creating measurable milestones with specific rewards and using the 10-minute rule, committing to just 10 minutes to overcome inertia, they built a motivation system that carried them through inevitable low points. How do you close a 9-second gap in world-class rowing? One spoonful at a time. After a crushing 7th-place finish at the 1998 World Championships, the crew committed to becoming slightly less crap each day. They embraced what British cycling's David Brailsford called the aggregation of marginal gains. If everyone improved by just 1%, the cumulative effect would be phenomenal. Building momentum requires consistency. The first push is hardest, but once moving, it's easier to maintain. Missing daily habits creates a slippery slope. You can't compensate for skipped days with extra effort, just as you can't fool the dentist by flossing for 8 hours before an appointment. The crew demanded absolute clarity about their reality. They highlighted what worked, named issues directly, and gave constant feedback. Ben explains, "when someone was having a difficult conversation with me, I knew whatever they were telling me would help me to win. Feedback is just information." Inspired by Edison's 3,000 experiments, they systematically tested variables, celebrating both successes and failures as progress. After each session, they asked, "what's working?" and "what do we need to do differently?" In 2 years, they transformed from 7th place to Olympic champions through small, daily improvements. 25 hours before the Olympic final, the crew abandoned their usual pacing to sprint from the start. This seemingly reckless choice followed their sports psychologist's framework: risks we can't afford not to take. The conservative person takes as many risks as the adrenaline junkie, just different types. Once we recognize risk is unavoidable, we focus on which risks serve our goals. The crew's journey from not good enough to Olympic champions came through consistent application of simple principles. What's your version of "will it make the boat go faster?" What single question could cut through confusion and guide every decision? Control the controllables. Eliminate wasted energy by focusing only on what you can influence. Discuss everything. Hold structured dialogues about what works and what needs to change. Challenge your assumptions. Refuse to accept "that's how it's always been done." Find value in every situation. Search pragmatically for how any circumstance might serve your goals. You already have everything you need, not more talent, time, or resources. Just one clear question, the courage to ask it about every decision, and the discipline to act on the answer. Your boat is waiting.